WXXI is looking back at the events and people that made news in 2018. And Beth Adams updates a story that she first reported on in May, the war being waged in New York State and beyond against a pervasive pest, commonly known as the stink bug.
Chances are you've seen it in your home, the brown marmorated stink bug. Its oval shell looks kind of like a shield. The stink bug gets its name from the strong scent it releases as a defense against predators.
During the overwintering stage, where they start moving into people's homes the second week of September, boy, all of a sudden, you know, people are like, wow, what are these things flying into my computer screen at night, or television, or what's the cat playing with?
That's Cornell University entomologist Peter Jentsch. He says the stink bug is harmless, though annoying, to humans, but it's devastating to agricultural crops.
You know, they feed on everything from apples, nectarines, cherries, peaches. They really love peaches early in the season. And then to vegetable crops, especially peppers, jalapeno peppers and habanero peppers, sweet corn, and the list is really quite long.
Wow, they've got good taste.
They really do.
In 2010 alone, the stink bug was blamed for hundreds of thousands of dollars in damage to apple crops in Ulster, Orange, and Dutchess counties. The invasive species is a native of Asia. It probably entered the U.S. in shipping containers sometime before it first showed up here in the 1990s. But scientists are counting on another Asian insect that also found its way to the U.S. to control the stink bug population. The tiny samurai wasp is a natural enemy of the stink bug. It kills stink bug eggs by laying its own eggs inside them. Last year, Cornell researchers trapped this 2-millimeter warrior and bred new colonies. The samurai wasps were then released as a biocontrol agent in 32 agricultural sites across New York, including Monroe, Wayne, Ontario, and Orleans counties. Jentsch gets a lot of questions about whether it's wise to weaponize a wasp that could wreak havoc in other ways. The answer is yes. The samurai will, if stink bug eggs aren't available, target the eggs of spined soldier bugs, which themselves are a help to farmers because they consume agricultural pests. But Jentsch says this is a worthwhile trade-off to make if unleashing the samurai wasp means that farmers will use fewer pesticides to try to control stink bugs.
Life is never perfect. We wish it was. But bottom line is we're spraying during the later part of the season to control brown marmorated stink bug, and the amount of residue and the amount of materials we're putting on to keep stink bug from destroying our crops is during the wrong time of the year, you know, right near harvest, where you don't want that residue. You don't want to spray insecticide.
Jentsch and his team plan to increase the release of the samurai wasps over time and look for signs of reduced crop damage. But he says the brown marmorated stink bug is likely here to stay.
So the balance would be that very high numbers of brown marmorated stink bug would be brought lower by high numbers of samurai wasps. But once the populations begin to diminish, samurai wasp populations begin to diminish. But you'll never eradicate the insect.
Citizen scientists can help track the stink bug population in their own homes. Researchers have set up a website where people can report their findings. There's no telling how long it could take to get the stink bug population under control. Jentsch says even climate change can have an effect. For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.